3 years ago this month, I launched the Joy-Filled Podcast after spending just a few short months researching and learning about how in the world I'd actually launch a podcast. In that research, I stumbled upon a podcast by my now mentor and friend, Stephanie Gass, who taught me so much of what I know about podcasting today. Stephanie Gass is a Christian business and podcast coach, boundary boss, boy mom, and multi-six-figure CEO. Yes, you heard that correctly. She helps women grow their online businesses and make money online using podcasting. She's the host of a top 25 globally ranked business podcast called Online Business for Christian Women, and she believes it's possible to partner with God to create income and impact without sacrificing your family, faith, or buying into social media hustle. Stephanie truly has a gift in helping women get clear on their callings and launch successful podcasts, and myself in this podcast is a direct reflection of that gift. If you've ever wondered or asked me about podcasting and how I got started, I've probably sent you in Steph's direction. It is truly full circle to have her here on Joy-Filled today, and I am so, so honored to get to introduce you to her. So let's not wait any longer. I hope you enjoy this episode of the Joy-Filled Podcast with my very own podcasting mentor, Stephanie Gass. Hey mama, I'm Jenna, and you're listening to the Joy-Filled Podcast. I'm here to help stay-at-home moms thrive by equipping you with tools to help you acknowledge and embrace your season and encourage you to bring joy back into your motherhood. You'll walk away with everything you need to truly experience the fullness of joy in this beautiful season of raising babies at home. So reheat or refill wherever you're at in your day, your coffee, and let's live joy-filled together. Steph, thank you so much for being on the show today. I am so, so thrilled to get to talk to you, and it's just such an honor to have you here with us.
Well, hi, Jenna and everyone listening. I'm so excited to be here.
Yeah, so Steph is my business podcast coach. She is who, if you've ever DM'd me or messaged me or asked me like, hey, Jenna, how did you get started with podcasting? I've probably referred you to Steph's podcast. I have probably referred you to all of her amazing content because she's truly who I learned everything from. So could you just give us a quick kind of backstory about who you are, how you got started in the podcasting world? Just yes. tell us a little brief about
sure.
you.
Yeah. So first of all, I'm a boy mom. I have a 9.5. I'm always like, how old are they? 9.5 and almost 7-year-old boy. We live in New Mexico, and rewind back 10 years ago, and I was pregnant with my oldest, Miles, and I was working in corporate America. And I was very successful. I had a master's degree in finance and accounting. So that's, you know, the trail that I followed after, and got to this moment where the company shut down and they said, we've got a job for you in Germany if you want it, or you can be let go. And so after talking to my husband, decided we're not moving to Germany. We've got a baby on the way. Yeah. Like our family lives here. So decided to quit the job. Well, got let go in essence. And started looking for ways I could work from home. Cause I think the biggest question on my heart was, how do I stay home?
Yeah.
Now that I'm about to enter this season of motherhood, I really don't want to go back to this busy corporate job. I really do have this desire in my heart to stay home, not to do nothing. Cause I feel this pull to be a leader and to grow a business, but I also want to do it from here. I want to have that availability. Yeah. So I ended up joining network marketing. Back in 2000, whatever it was, 12, 13, like no one was doing it yet.
Yeah.
It was like super unsaturated. And so I signed up to sell face cream. So everyone thought I was absolutely crazy. They're like, okay, that you're a financial controller and now you're going to sell face cream for a living. Like you're crazy. And them saying that to me was all the fuel I needed to light my fire and to go be successful. So I did. I flourished in sales and marketing. I used social media because, again, at the time, that was a different game and you were able to grow a brand on social, yeah. which you are not now. And I hit the top 1% of the company in 4 years. And I had the big $60,000 bonus checks. I walked the stage, all the stuff. I had 1,000 to 2,000 people in my downline. And I was a Christian, but I wasn't in relationship with Christ at the time. And so I had really idolized this business, success, money, recognition. It all made me feel like I mattered in a really way that I thought, you know, was everything. Like, oh, I matter. I'll achieve. When I achieve, I matter. And so I got to this moment, Jenna, where I walked the stage and in my mind, it was like, this is the moment. Like, this is where everything makes sense. The early mornings, the late nights, putting my kids second, putting my family second. Like, this is where it all makes sense because I made it. I get off the stage. I felt the same. I felt the same. And that was this moment of like, this doesn't feel good. So instead of, you know, turning to God, which like God's like knocking, Holy Spirit's knocking. I was saved at 9. So it's like, God knows me, but I'm turning away and hiding from him, knowing like this isn't feeling right in my life. And I'm addicted to so many things, my phone and alcohol and success and all of these pieces. And he's calling me home. Right. Anyway, to make a long story really short, within a year of that moment, the business crumbled. And it was because all my eggs were in someone else's basket. It wasn't mine. I hadn't created it. And God was like, hey, it's time. I'm going to pull the rug out so that you can learn what it really means to build a kingdom business and not a business for Stephanie. And the money was gone. We ended up having to borrow money from my son's savings account to pay the mortgage this one month. And that was the moment that I went, this isn't it. I'm failing. I'm failing at this desire to be a leader. I'm failing at motherhood. I'm failing at my health. I'm failing at being a wife. I'm failing at everything. God, I have nowhere to go but you. And I got out the sheet of paper, Jenna, and I started journaling to God, like, help me. It was the cry for help that we just talked about. You were just on my show. And that was my moment. Like, help me. I'm lost. I'm broken. I don't know what to do. We can't pay the bills. I don't know how to let go of these things I'm idolizing. Like, just do something with me because I don't even know what to do with me, you know? And so God, like, prophetically started, Holy Spirit started to pen back. And it was like, you're healthy, you're sober, you're intentionally parenting, you're a really present mom and wife, and you're a super successful businesswoman. I'm like, what? Like, I was in such a broken place for those things to come out of the pen had to be God. And so it reignited the desire in my heart to grow spiritually and to go seeking him. Got back in a church, started awkwardly praying, got a Bible I could understand, started figuring out how to read a Bible. Like, I was in it. I was seeking. Like, there was nothing that was going to stop me from seeking him. And over the next, you know, 6-7 years, one thing at a time would happen off the paper. Got healthy, got sober, put my kids first, put my husband first. You know, started to go live on Facebook and see that that was working, and then this, and then this, and this. So all of that led to where I am today, which is what I actually do now is I help women get clear on what it is they're called to do in a business or ministry sense, and then grow that thing through podcasting so that we can have our time back and then eventually make money through the podcast, which is exactly the model that you said you walked through with me, right? So what are we doing here? What is my call? What's my thing going to be? Then we go start that podcast, which is how we grow an audience in less time. And then that last step is how we make money from the podcast, whether it's going to be coaching, an online course, or other venues. There's other venues you can look at. And that's what I do today. And it's crazy because the vision of the biggest, most fruitful business I ever had on a vision board back in those days, like, God's blown it up.
Yeah.
It's insane. Like, my podcast is a top 25 show. We got 1.5 million downloads. Like, I have a team, I have an internship program. I'm like, I could never create this. Like, this is so God. When we get in alignment with what we're actually supposed to do, we're just a vessel. I'm over here on the sideline. Like, wow, God. So that's the story.
Yeah. I love that. I love that you, mentioned calling, because I would love to dive into that a little bit. Cause that's kind of, not kind of, that is your wheelhouse, 1000%.
Sure.
And so I would love to know, like, what is a calling? Does everybody have a calling? How do we find our calling? Like, it can kind of feel, it's one of those like Christian words that feels very elusive. And I love your coaching and your teaching, because you really break it down and make it really simple. Mm-hmm. And so I would love for you to do that for us.
Yeah, today. I love that. So what is a calling? A calling comes in many forms. Like, we are not born to do one thing and one thing only.
Yeah.
We're born for so many things, right? Jen is born for motherhood, and now you're born for this podcast and this ministry mm-hmm. that you're walking out. You're born to be a wife. So we're born for lots of things, and that's where it gets really complicated for mm-hmm. us. We go, I don't know. I'm good at a lot of things, or I like a lot of things. But what I want you to understand is there is this one overarching, I believe, like, purpose work over your life that gives you the most fulfillment, the most pull. You're the most passionate about it. There's something about that one pocket that you're meant to bless the world with. And if you look back at when you were a kid, there are lots of clues to what this could be. You know, for me, for example, I was the 7 or 8 year old in the front of the drama club, bossing everybody around. I'm like, Bob, you're the tree. Stop talking. I'm frustrated because Mary forgot her lines. I'm yelling at them because the lighting isn't right. Like, I'm the director. I'm in the middle of that stage. Like, I'm a leader. Anyway, all of those things, like, those were already culminating in me from birth, like literally from birth. And so we have to look at these spiritual giftings and these clues. And you guys that are moms here in this audience, like, look at your children from a spiritual lens already and start asking yourself, where are they excelling? Like, my 9-year-old, the spiritual gift of leadership and evangelism has been on his life, like, from 5 years old. Mm. He's like bringing people to Jesus. And I'm like, wow. Versus, you know, my 6.5-year-old, he's got more of that soft spirit. He's got, like, he has this ability to really see people and listen really well. Anyway, and so you have these different giftings from childhood. So that's the first clue that you look at when you're looking for the one. I call it the root. Okay. It's the root of who you are. The next thing we look at, which is really hard to look at sometimes, are the trials and the tribulations and the traumas that we walk through. So as we look backward on our life, these are the things we want to avoid. We're like, ooh, well, I went through that and that was really hard, or I would suffered at this thing, or I'm going to hide the fact that I went through that, or whatever those things are. You have to bring those to the forefront, because the reason you've walked through hard things is because God wanted you to use that. You know, we're refined by our fire, right?
Yeah.
We find the purpose in all of the pressure points of our life. And so when you look at those pressure points, what are those, right? When you look at me and you think, okay, Steph was a leader and she was, you know, somebody that was speaking from a young age. Now we look at my pressure points. Well, I failed at business. I was idolizing success. I was idolizing recognition. I wonder if she's not meant to teach something in the business space, being that she had to walk through so many hard things in business, versus when I look at some of my students who walked through an infidelity in marriage, or they walked through something of that nature, and now they're in the marriage ministry space. You know, Jenna walking through postpartum depression and walking through the joylessness in this period of her life. And now her pocket is really helping people experience fulfilling joy through the power of Jesus Christ. What are your pockets of trials, traumas, and tribulation? Because that's going to give you so many clues to what your pocket is. So those are some things you're going to look at. Now, once you have, and I have a roadmap for this in my Clarity course, Jenna has the links for you guys below. If that's something you need help with, there's a 4-step process, which looks at, where have I been, right? Who am I? And then we have to look at, where do I want to go? Because I think this is so important as well. It's taking an inventory of what your life looks like and what you actually want for your life. We need to ask these questions around, what does success even mean to me? What does it mean for me to go walk out a calling? Do I want to be the best mom and kingdom, you know, little kingdom builder with inside my children that I possibly can be? Fantastic. That's what you're going to hone in on as your calling for right now in this season. Or are you like, I'm called to make $10 million because I have this nonprofit on my heart or whatever, like, cool. Like, don't look outward to figure out success and the vision of what God has for you. Look inside of you, partner with Holy Spirit and journal. I call it a business meeting with God. Like, now that I had that happen, I do this all the time. I'm like, God, I have a vision for this thing, but I need you to put your blessing on it. So I'll sit with God for an hour and have a business meeting. I'll journal, I'll write out numbers, we'll talk it out. Then I might go to some trusted mentorship in my life and things of that nature. But the point is, this third little piece here is, what do you want?
Yeah.
Not what does the world say you want? I don't want a thriving business on Instagram. Do you really? You want to be there 5-6 hours a day? Like, really be honest with yourself about what it is that you want once you get that clarity on what it could be. And then the final step here is you're trying to pare it all down to one simple sentence. That's where it gets fun.
Yeah.
And that's where I come in for so many people, because they're like, I think I have a direction, but I'm still so fuzzy. You know, they'll be like, for example, I'm going to help women like get healthy so they can feel confident and like rock their favorite jeans. And I'm like, okay, but how are you going to do that? Like, what's our actual method? We got to find kind of that niche inside your pocket so you can go build something that's actually going to resonate with people. So they may go, oh, well, what my secret sauce is creating custom macro plans for busy moms. And I'm like, boom, baby, there it is. So we're looking for then, once you get a big like umbrella, we want to niche it down ever so slightly into like something you can actually get started with that's a little bit more sticky. So Jenna, I bet you have a lot of questions. Let me know.
Yeah. So all the questions. I would love for us to just dive into this a little bit more, because so many of the women in this community are kind of in this place of, I kind of feel called to be home, but I can't leave my job. I need the income. And so, a lot of them are in this kind of this sticky place of, what do I do? Is there a way for me to make money from home? Mm-hmm. Is there a way for me to make this a business? Can I take this calling and make it into a business? And so I would love for us to just dive into that. Like, how do we take our calling and make it work for us, make it into a business?
Good. Absolutely. And there is always a way for you to make money from home. Mm-hmm. It's just which one is going to be, for me, the most scalable is one of the questions I ask myself. The second one is the most fulfilling for me and my client. And then the third question is the most sustainable.
Mm, yeah.
You know, we can chase something that seems overnight, like, okay, I'm going to join network marketing and this is no shade network marketing. If you're in network marketing, great. I think you can make that work for you, if that's truly what you believe is going to be the vessel for you. But for example, just as an example, when you do something that sounds really good, I'm going to receive a business in a box and I'm going to go market this thing, but then you only make 20% commission on your effort. It's hard. And not to say that building a business isn't going to be hard. It will. I'll just be honest with you. It will be hard. There'll be seasons of stretch that you're going to step into.
Absolutely.
But I'm going to consider, what can I own? How can I build a business that's 100% mine, with the most profit margin that's available for me, that can be sustainable and scalable? So those are what I look for. And that's what I help my students look for. So there are two things that I teach my students to do to monetize a podcast. Now, it doesn't matter what you discover your root is. You may say, well, I help people declutter their closet. You've got a root. Mm-hmm. We're going to run with that. Okay. You may say, I help people with meal prepping and meal planning in 30 minutes a week. Boom. You got a thing. You may say, I help moms organize their homeschool. Boom. You got a thing. You may say, I help people with this unique way of understanding the scripture and applying it to their marriage. Boom. You have a thing. Last one. You may say, like, okay, I have this method of teaching lawyers, like, it can be anything, how to bring their client base in-house instead of having to work out of a law firm. It doesn't matter. You want to look for those kind of, get into the smaller pockets of niche, like those examples. If you guys are starting really big, it's going to be hard to make money because you're not a lifestyle brand.
Right.
You're Stephen Jenna. When we first started was like, who are they? You know, like, no offense, but you can have a lifestyle brand later when you grow to a certain level. So once you have that and you start a podcast, you know, you start talking and teaching once a week, easy peasy. I'm talking 2 hours a week of your time. That's it. Mm-hmm. I'm not asking you to build a social media presence. I think that's a waste of your time. I'm not telling you, you have to start blogging and Pinteresting. No, like those are additional ways you can grow later. But for right now, today, all you have to do is start the podcast. That is it. And mm-hmm. we start talking and we start sharing and we start connecting. And there's lots of things I teach around like SEO, like Jenna mentioned, and having the right type of podcast titling. Like there, of mm-hmm. course, are strategic yep. ways we yep. grow the show. So then people come in and they listen to you. Wow, I'm really loving this Declutter Your Closet podcast. And you do one, two things. Okay, here's what we, how we actually make money. One is you can coach, which I do teach my students to do when their audience is really small. It's a really easy yes. Okay. Cause people mm-hmm. already trust you. So you may say, I have time for 2 calls a week right now, where I will virtually declutter your closet with you. Great. So you'll market that on your podcast. Let's say you charge $100 an hour to get started. They pre-submit photos, tell you how they want their closet to appear. You do some pre-homework, and then you guys hop on a 1 hour virtual together. And then you provide them some follow-up steps after the call. That's a one beautiful way to get started with making quick revenue. Mm-hmm. That's yeah. really authentic to you. And it helps you learn what's my method. How do I help people? What are the steps I'm walking people through? And it gives you what you need to move to the next step. Once we get a little bit of a larger community going and we've coached 5 to 10 people, I move my students into building an online course. Fully scalable, you own it, fully sustainable, and you get your time back. So that looks like, oh man, I've coached 5-10 people through my declutter method, and I'm going to move them into the, you know, Declutter Your Closet course. And they're going to go into that now. And that's got 12 steps. It's $500. I've got a student community to support people, and you're selling it on your podcast, and people like, they're buying your course because they like, know, and trust you from your show. What are you actually doing with your time? You're just podcasting. Mm-hmm. Of course, you have to create the course. It's a one-time mm-hmm. expenditure of your effort. But when you're done with that, like you literally have this business where you get behind a mic, you reach thousands of people or 100,000s or millions of people over time. You're selling one offer to one person that solves one problem. We'll get that very clear. They come in, buy your offer, and they get success. It's crazy. I know that's like a simplified explanation, but that's my simple sales method. That's the model that I teach, and it works. We've got 7-figure business owners now that have gone through, lots of 6-figure people who are doing this just to make the $1,000 to $2,000 a month. It's absolutely incredible.
Yeah. So I know what is going through the listener's head right now. And it's, well, I'm not you. Mm-hmm. I can't do that. Yeah. What would I even talk about?
Yes.
What, like how I can't do that. I'm not that person. I'm not sure. Some big shot podcaster person. And so can you speak yeah. to that a little bit? Because I know that that is such, it's such a real mental block that we all face. Yeah. And we all think that we have to have this like groundbreaking purpose or calling yeah. or thing. But in your examples, you know, I mean, are you good at decluttering a closet? Like, I think that sometimes when you were talking about all these different business examples, I think that you might not be helping people do that yet, but what is really easy for you? Yes. That's what we have to think about. What comes super naturally?
Yes.
It's for you. And so,
and you're going to think that's dumb. Let's be clear.
Absolutely.
You're gonna be like, I make the most amazing protein sweets. Let's say you make protein cookies and protein mm-hmm. dessert, protein cake. And you're like, that's dumb. Like people could Google it. People could whatever. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
People don't want to Google it. They want to yep. find someone they think is like that they actually like, not even mm-hmm. to say you're entertaining, because some people prefer. One of my best friends has a podcast and she has like 2 million downloads now. She's gone through the Steph Gaspel. She talks like this. She's extremely calm. She's very grounding, and she teaches like schedules and time blocking. And we're really good friends. So I'm on her show a lot. She's on my show a lot. People will come listen to me and they're like, oh my gosh, Steph Gass was way too much for me. Cause I'm a lot, you know, I'm loud, I'm whatever I am. And, but then people go to her from me and they're like, oh, she put me to sleep. Like we joke about the fact that
so funny.
We're completely different, yet we're both extremely successful. And the point is, there are people that are literally created for you. They are going to resonate with how you are. Are you quirky and weird? Like you got people. Are you like really out there and hyper energetic? There are people for you. Are you an introvert? Guess what? Other introverts are going to feel more comfortable learning from you.
Yeah.
So get out of your way, your own way around like, I'm not going to be good at this. I'm not qualified. Who says it's not about you? Here's what it is. It's not about you at all. It's about the thing that God has equipped you with in the one pocket. Nothing is dumb. Nothing is stupid. Nothing is too simple. The thing that you do really well, someone's Googling that. They're trying to figure it out. And imagine if they found you and you had this one perfect answer that they've been looking all over, trying to piece it together, going this place. And sure, of course, we can find any answer we want on the internet, but that's not what we want. We want to go to someone we trust and that we enjoy and have them teach us how to do it in a way that feels aligned to our heart. We're not opposed to spending money for that stuff, right? You guys can go to 30 Goodwills and find all the things you need for a new wardrobe, or you can be like, I'm just going to go to Target and pay a bit more or whatever store you like, because I don't want to do that. I don't want to go all over the place and try to duct tape this thing together. So do know, like, that's the enemy trying to make you sit down. Absolutely. That's the enemy telling you you are unqualified, unequipped, and unworthy of a purpose and a call over your life. And we are not available for those lies. We're only available for God. Equip me with the confidence that I need to just start. And what's the worst that can happen? You start, you get going, and you decide, maybe I'm going to pivot. Maybe I'll, you know, I got more clarity on what it is I teach. Great. I did that. I've pivoted three times ever so slightly. Maybe you start and you're like, I hate this 12 months in. Cool. You still learned. You still grew. You became stronger. You got more confidence. You practiced in maybe a craft that you can take into some other area. There's no way we lose when we try. When we start.
So why podcasting? What is it about podcasting that is like the golden ticket? Like why, what makes it so different from all the other ways to build an online business? Because I've talked to a lot of the women in this community who've, you know, talked about trying blogging or, you know, trying, like you said, network marketing or trying all these different things. What is it about podcasting that is so special?
Yes. So I think when we set out to build a business, we look at all these people that we think are successful and we determine that that must be the way they got there. And a lot of that will point to social media, like, oh, they've got X amount of followers. They must be super successful. But I'll tell you, some of my students who have over a million followers on Instagram or TikTok come to me and say, I'm making little to no money. And we start to ask ourselves this question of why do we believe things work when we haven't seen the data behind it? So now that I've seen the data behind thousands of students, what I see and know to be true is that social media, it's pay to play. Your people are there to be entertained. It's a me mindset. And so they don't convert. Nobody's over on social media going, I feel like learning how to just sit here and really listen for 20 minutes on how to declutter my closet. They're scrolling mindlessly. They're the best engineers in the world are being paid millions and millions of dollars to get you to not stop, to get you to keep scrolling and to take the instantaneous action of spending money on ads, because that's how they make money. Now, most of us, I know for me, before I was making, you know, $300,000-$400,000 in revenue in my company, I wasn't spending money on ads. I didn't have money to do that. And so, nor should you, because you haven't proven what it is you sell yet. So we want to just go, you know what? I see that social media is not a viable way to grow a profitable business. You want to get likes and feel good? Maybe. I was spending 5 to 6 hours a day there trying to get likes to feel good, making no money from it. And I learned that it didn't have longevity. God asked me to lay it down. This is another podcast episode, so I will not go into it, but God asked me to lay it down, laid it down for weekends for 3 years and then 30 days and then 6 months. When I got rid of social media as a method of building my business organically, I got back 5 to 6 hours a week. I'm sorry, 5 to 6 hours a day. And the business absolutely exploded. So I was able to put all those efforts into more podcast episodes, doing podcast interviews and things like that. Mm-hmm. Never looked back. We still don't use Instagram. I don't have a personal business. I don't have a TikTok. I don't have a whatever the new ones are. Like, yeah. It's crazy. And my business is a 7-figure business. And so why podcast? So we've covered social. So you're going to hopefully let go of that. Our other options are, and the only options I think are viable, are long form content. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you want to figure out, what's my little pocket? Like Steph said, you're going to figure out your little niche, and then you're going to go, now, how do I actually build it? We can do voice, which is podcasting. You can do video, which is YouTube or hosting your own videos, or you can blog. Blogging got real hard real fast because we have AI now. Yep. And so blogging is basically out. Unless you truly feel the call of God to blog, it's going to be hard because it just went like a million X saturation overnight. Because AI can blog now. Like, that's just where we're at. And when I was blogging, and I know Jenna's blogged as well, like, it was the slowest grow on planet Earth. It took so much time. Oh my goodness. It took a lot of time to come up, create one blog, and it just didn't really convert again. Because how do we trust people through their words instead of their voice or their actual presence? So that one is for a few of you, but probably not most of you. So that leaves us with video or audio. I'm okay with either of those methods. I think where we get to in this case is discovering, what am I teaching? You know, if you're going to teach how to do your makeup in 5 minutes or less a day, you might choose YouTube. That might be a good fit for you.
Yeah.
And YouTube is great. It's a little bit of a slower grow as well. I also had a YouTube and tried that, and it's harder. It's just harder to grow a little bit more quickly over there, 'cause there's an algorithm. Mm-hmm. So YouTube is very algorithm centric, where once somebody watches this thing, YouTube doesn't show them more of you. They show them more of things like you. And so the person's still getting distracted a lot, which, who's to say podcasting can't become that way sometime, maybe, but for today, podcasting is not like that.
Yeah.
We do a podcast episode and somebody listens and they're subscribed to me. My next episode just comes up and all of a sudden they're binging. And 2 hours later, they're like, I've listened to 10 of your episodes, Steph. Yeah. Now I accidentally bought your course, you know? And so the algorithm is for you. That's the first reason. The second reason why podcasting is, it's so much easier for us as the people that are producing the content. Like, you know, Jenna has 3 kids under 5. I have 2 boys under 9. Like, it's crazy. And so for me to be able to sit behind a mic, bust out a quick episode on, for me, let's say I'm talking about 3 reasons to start a podcast now, or, you know, afraid to start a podcast, 4 questions to ask yourself. Like, you're just coming up with easy topics around what it is you teach. Bust that thing out 15 to 20 minutes. I teach you guys how to not edit or edit as you go. I show you how to outline. So it's super quick. My goal is for all my students to podcast in less than 2 hours a week, if that's what they want to do. 1 a week, super simple. You can edit, you can pause. When I was interviewing Jenna, my dog barked. And it's like, we just paused the episode. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Took care of the dog. He is still alive. And then we resumed, you know? Yeah. And so my point is, like, it's easier for those of us in seasons of motherhood to produce content. Mm-hmm. You don't have to get ready, do your makeup. So all that. And now the third and final reason, which is the most important, the people who listen to podcasts they are typically, when we look at the facts and the numbers and the information and the data points, they're typically the most buyer potential rich people. So they spend money on things that they find online. They are typically people who are highly productive people, because we consider people who are listening to podcasts, right? They're people who are working out and consuming audio. They're people who are washing dishes, consuming audio. We found time and time again, as we've looked into our buyer power, that the people who listen to podcasts are the caliber of potential buyers that you would want to get in front of. So they're going to be more willing to invest in themselves as people who are open to personal development, open to growth, open to doing while they're learning. I mean, just imagine the type of person that you're getting in front of, versus trying to sell something on social when somebody's completely numbing out. They're not in the mindset of buying and bettering themselves. When I'm scrolling social, I'm not in a bettering myself posture. Right. I'm on the couch.
Right.
I'm vegging out. Uh-huh. Like, which is not to say that's bad. It's just to say, what type of audience do you want to market to? And then lastly, your person is going deep with you quickly. So podcasting allows people to listen. They're like, I like this person or I don't. They're laughing with you. They feel like they know you. They feel like you understand them. So the trust that you can create in 20 minutes is exponentially more than any other platform, which means when you say, hey, are you ready to declutter your closet once and for all? You've tried to Google it. You've tried to YouTube, but you just want me to show you step-by-step how to get this thing done, organized, color-coded. When we walk in, we know exactly what clothes partner together in literally 2 weeks or less. Go grab my Declutter Your Closet framework. I'm gonna help you, girl. Like, we're going to fix this thing. They're going, oh yeah. Like, I already like her. I know her. I trust her. I've had results from her free content. I'm in. And they go buy your course right from the show because the trust is so much more. There's lots of reasons. Those are a few why podcasting is the holy grail.
Yeah. I can attest to everything that you just said. And I can also say, as the creator, I think there's less of a kind of a block to work through. Like, I feel when I get behind a microphone and I'm not worried about what I look like or worried about how I'm being perceived, but I'm just talking in a room by myself, the vulnerability, I'm able to be vulnerable way quicker, which allows my listener to connect with me way quicker. And I know I get one of the things I hear the most from listeners of this podcast is, Jenna, I feel like we're sitting on the couch having coffee together.
Yes.
And I mean, my podcast cover art is me on the couch with a cup of coffee. So that's a little bit intentional. So I'm glad you feel like that.
It sure is.
But it's just like, we move through, like you said, like we go deep quick. And so I 1000% agree with you. And I've tried, like, I have tried to dabble in other things or kind of got a little bit distracted by other things or like chase the shiny object. And I just always come back to podcasting because it's just so easy almost. Like for me as the podcaster, like it's just so easy for me to connect with my people. And I think the same is true. Like if you're listening and you have had a desire to do something like this, I would say you're not disqualified. Like there was nothing different about me that qualified me or different about Steph that qualified Steph. It's just obedience. And it's just like we talked about earlier, the willingness to try, like just try, just the microphone that I'm using is the microphone that I started with 3 years ago. And it was like $75 and that's it. And that's pretty much all you need.
When I started, and Jenna can attest, cause this is when she found me, I had made my own busted podcast art. I had a $20 Amazon microphone. I had no brand clarity. Mm-hmm. I definitely was talking about all the things all over the place. And God still blessed it because he told me to start a podcast and he knew it would be messy and awkward. And that was the test. Like, are you going to trust me enough to do this messy and to do this a little bit scattered, but to the best of your ability with where you are and allow me to refine this process for you over time? Because to me, the most important thing, and I know Jenna, you agree, is like, how do I build something that doesn't steal my presence and my peace? Like I want to build something for the kingdom of God where I can still be fully present with my boys. I want to cook dinner. I want to close my laptop at 3 when they're home from school. Like I want something that creates huge impact and income. I'm not afraid of making money. I'm here for it, but also doesn't become the idol. It doesn't steal. I don't have to fall into hustle and fall prey to the world's way of creating a business. And this was the way that God showed me to build it. And now this is the way he's asked me to teach other women to build it. And I'm seeing the fruit of that as my students start to really experience these big breakthroughs. It's surreal.
Yeah.
It's so surreal. And it's so amazing to know, like, there's a way for you, even if it's not my way, like there is a way for you that God has so that you can experience, like what Jenna teaches, pure joy mm-hmm. when you mesh motherhood and your business or your ministry.
Yeah. And I think that there's a lie that the enemy wants us to believe that we have to choose one or the other. And that if we feel called to motherhood, if we feel called to stay home, then that means that that's the only thing. And that means that we have to sacrifice any other dream that we might have or any other idea that we might have. But that's a lie from the enemy. And we can see time and time again in the Bible, women who are impacting the kingdom financially. Yes. We can look at the Proverbs 31 woman and how hard she worked and yep. how she did. Like, God made us as women to be able to be doing more than just one thing. Like, I don't think yes. we're ever just called to one thing. And no. He made us so intricately and so uniquely, and we have that unique gifting to be able to handle it. And so I would just say, like, if you're feeling a pull or mm-hmm. an idea, like, ideas are often from God, like yes. follow that. If you've got an idea, if you've got a dream, follow it and try and see what happens. And I know that, Steph, you would say the same, because I mean, that's a lot of the stuff that I've learned from you and from your courses and from even your free content. Like, I've just been so encouraged by you, and just you've equipped me to do this work. And I'm so thankful for your voice in my life and for helping me get clear on my calling. And I just, it's so full circle. I know we talked about it, but it's so full circle, because this podcast wouldn't be here without you going first and you saying yes and you being obedient. And so I'm so thankful for you. And I would just love if you have any final tips or anything that you want to leave us with, I just want to give you the floor.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Jenna. And I think how beautiful for God to allow me to mentor and equip you and all of the students who now you have a ripple and you're making a difference in all these people's lives. You guys, that's the power of you saying yes to your purpose. Mm-hmm. Who knows what the reach and the impact, you may never even know yourself, but God mm-hmm. knows how we all work together in this beautiful kingdom web that He's built. And so I'm just praising you for saying yes too. Now, last thing I'll say here is that you're going to feel scared. Mm-hmm. You're going to feel overwhelmed. You're going to feel unqualified. And that is all normal. And that is all natural. And nothing that we ever do is not scary the first time. Mm-hmm. Nothing. Every single thing you've never done in your life brings you anxiety. Your body is created. Your brain is beautifully created to keep you safe. Not to mention the enemy, who is also playing on those emotions, saying, see, it's too scary. You're mm-hmm. going to fail. So I want you to look those emotions and those fears straight in the face and cast them down in the name of Jesus, because fear is a liar mm-hmm. over your life, and you can do hard things. And the beautiful reality is that everything's only hard until it's not. You're going to do yeah. it and yeah. go, I did it. And that actually wasn't that bad. You know, yeah. the greatest fear is fear itself. And I stand behind that every day going, what can I do this week that scares me? What can I do that I'm looking for the fear, because it's the only way I grow in what's possible while I'm here at this side of heaven. I don't have long, right? None of us have long. We have no idea how long we have. And so for me to say, I'm too afraid to take this step forward that God's calling me to take, I've just made it about me. And I don't ever want to make my calling about me. I want to make it about the purpose work that God has for the people I'm called to help. You have that over your life. So what is the next step? Here's how you actually do something with this fear that wants to capture you and hold you back. What's the next step? Don't look at the 100 million steps that are to come. What is step one? And you take it and you do it. And then you look up and go, what is step two? And you take it and you look up. That's how you don't get overwhelmed and fall victim to your fear.
Yeah, absolutely. That's so good. And such a word. And I think such a timely word. I know I mentioned before, but I get messages and I have conversations all the time with moms who are wanting to do this. And so I just thank you so much for coming and speaking encouragement and speaking life to us. If we're looking for how to connect with you more, where can we find you?
Yes. So like I mentioned earlier, Jenna has the links below. If you guys are interested in any of the courses that she's taken, I've got Clarify Your Calling, which helps you get clear on what you're called to do, or Podcast Pro University, which is how to start a podcast. Jenna's got those links. And if you're like, I just want to come hang, learn a little bit more about all this stuff, come to my podcast. It's Online Business for Christian Women. You can also look up Stephanie Gass, StephanieGass. And my website is stephaniegass.com. I've got some free workshops and some free things over there that might help you also get some more clarity on the next steps in your journey.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much again for coming and being with us. We are so grateful for your voice. I am so grateful for your voice in my business and in my life. And I just am so grateful for you.
Oh, thank you, Jenna.
Hey, before we go, I want to let you know two things. First, I want to let you know that if you are feeling a nudge to start a podcast or it's something that you've been dreaming about, follow it. You won't know all the answers and it'll be scary, but step out in faith and take that first step. Clarity comes as we move, not before. And secondly, when I was dreaming up Joyfilled, I knew next to nothing about podcasting, and learning from Steph saved me so much of the trial and error headache that often comes with starting something new. Her wisdom is invaluable, from how to outline and strategically title episodes to how to edit and produce to what equipment to use. I learned everything in the beginning from her. I took her course and was able to go from idea to launch in about 3 months. She is the podcasting coach you want, and she's hosting a free podcasting workshop just for you. So if you are considering starting a podcast, if it's something that you've thought about, if it's something that you've dreamt about, if it's something that you're just slightly curious about, I highly, highly recommend getting inside this free workshop and learning everything you can from Steph. The link is in the description for Stephanie's free podcasting workshop. I hope that you will hear me when I say you want to learn from Steph. She's the one you want to learn from. So if this episode spoke to you, you're going to do two things. One, you're going to head to the link in the description and get signed up for Steph's free podcasting workshop. And then you're going to DM me on Instagram and let me know your podcast idea, because I want to cheer you on. I want to know. I want to celebrate with you. I want to be able to pray for you and with you. And I want to be a part of it with you. So if you're thinking about starting a podcast, DM me on Instagram, let me know your idea, and then head to the link in the description and get signed up for Steph's free podcasting workshop. Okay, I'm rooting for you. I love you, and I'll talk to you in the next episode. If you found value in today's episode, the best way to thank me is by going to Apple Podcasts and leaving a written review. This helps me stay encouraged, but it also pushes this podcast out to more mamas that desperately need to hear about the joy and purpose that is readily available to them. So thank you in advance for being a part of this community and helping me get this message out to as many people as possible. You mean so much to me, and I can't wait to chat with you next week.